Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, family. This is your boy, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. I got another one for you, family. I know you're really going to enjoy this one because I get a lot of questions about that, about especially when you get certified as a project manager. And the question is what does PDU stand for in project management? Again, what does PDU stand for in project management? You know, I always want to give you three quick tips. And then I'm out. That's how we do it. So first of all, to answer the question, what does PDU mean? PDU stands for, or the acronym stands for, Professional Development Units. Again, Professional Development Units. This professional development units are considered, according to PMI, by 1 hour, you know, blocks of time that you spend learning. So for instance, for the PMP, you have to have over 3 years, at the end of 3 years, or basically, so let's say, let's make it easy. So let's say, for instance, you got your PMP of January of 2023. Then in January of 2026, of the year of, January 2026, you'll be responsible. Hopefully by that time you've already gotten them. And that's a whole nother video. I could tell you that story about the importance of staying on top of that. I've had a couple friends that unfortunately didn't do that. So, but I'll share that with you guys with a later date. But again, regarding professional development units, when you are going after or obtaining your PMP, you have to have those 60 PDUs, which again, like I stated, if you are getting your PMP certification in this year of 2023, you will be responsible by 2026 of January to make sure that you have all of your 60 PDUs. And again, as PMI, according to PMI, that's like an hour block of time. So let's unpack that. I just don't want to just tell you what the acronym is, but I really want to unpack it. Using the two things that we're interested in here currently as far as certifications, when we're talking about this PDU piece, because PDUs also apply to other certifications like the program management certification, the ACP certification. So, but right now I'm focusing on CAPM and PMP. So let's unpack the PMI triangle. What is the PMI triangle? So there's three aspects to the PMI triangle: ways of working, power skills, and business acumen. Now remember, for my old heads, when it came to the PMI talent triangle, it used to be ways of working was previously called technical project management. And then power skills was previously called leadership, and then business acumen was previously called strategic and business management. So now they've changed that up as of this recording of April 2023. Again, it may change depending on how the industry moves. That's one thing I do appreciate about PMI. They don't just stay stagnant, as I've watched other industries just stay stagnant. So they don't stay stagnant. They move with the how business moves. So if they need to make a change because now projects are no longer ran that way or led that way, I should say, then they also make the change, again, pending on use cases, of course, if it makes sense. So let's unpack each one of the three pieces to the PMI talent triangle. I know, again, that wasn't part of your question. Your question was, what does PDU stand for? However, you have to understand, remember, here at the channel, we create exceptional project managers, not just average or just, you know, a little bit above. We create exceptionalism. So again, I'm going to unpack these three items for you as far as the PMI triangle. So ways of working. Ways of working is one of those things of what type of framework or methodologies did you work in? Did you work in a predictive, an agile, or did you, you know, was there a new way of the way that you actually led a project? So that's considered ways of working. The other one, power skills. So power skills is more or less of your, I kind of call this really my the communication aspects. How are your interpersonal communication? How are your collaborative communication skills? How is your leadership? I mean, you know, how do you lead people when it comes to the various projects? Just basically, just what is your style of engagement when it comes to projects with stakeholders? And then the last and final one under that particular triangle that I was speaking of, the PMI triangle, is business acumen. So business acumen is really about professionalism. How is your professionalism within the organization? And so what they end up doing is PMI says, okay, we'll do the for PMP, again, like I stated, is you need 64 over 3 years. It's broken down like this. So ways of working, 8 hours. Power skills, 8 hours. Business acumen, you can guess, 8 hours. And the only way that you can maintain and sustain your PMP, your CAPM, or any of those certifications is adhering to those guidelines of what is required, or let me better rephrase that, what professional development units are required for that certification. Again, this is why I love PMI as well as just the field of just project management, because of the fact that it is a requirement that you stay on top of your game, that you're constantly, watch this, honing your skill set so you can be being able to be a better project manager, because that's all they really truly want, is to continue to produce better project managers, improve on their skill set, and giving something back to the actual craft of project management. All right, now let's unpack CAPM. It's the same thing, ways of working, power skills, as well as business acumen. In order for this to keep and maintain the CAPM certification, you have to have a total of 15 PDUs, and that's ways of working 2 hours, power skills 2 hours, and business acumen is 2 hours. Now, I know what you're asking yourself. If you just heard all of those numbers that I gave you, I just gave you 2 hours for ways of working, 2 hours for power skills, and 2 hours for acumen. You're like, well, I need to have 15. That only sounds like six. Correct. So again, remember, you have up until 3 years to get that total of 15 for the CAPM, and then for the PMP is 60. What I did is, let me show what I did. So as you know, family, I have both the CAPM and the PMP certification. And what I did was I went and got mine out the way early. I went and bought PMP courses that give you that credit as far as that personal development unit. I'm also part of, I give a shout out to Phil here too, because the project management, the Project Leadership Institute, I'm also part of that, which gives me opportunity to collect PDUs or professional development units. And the reason why I went ahead and got my 60 out the way, even though I really didn't have to, but I just went and did it because I don't want to think about it when it comes time. Because once you do that, family, once you go ahead and get your 60 for the PMP and your 15 for the CAPM, you can automatically just go ahead and renew ahead of time. And that's really good because if you're a student, which I know you are because you wouldn't be watching this, you will always be ahead. And as you know, as a project manager, you know our slogan that we borrowed from. I still don't know the original creator who said this, but again, going back to that, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. So always try to be ahead of this because you don't want to be, you don't want a month or normally 2 months. I'll say 2 months and you find out you got to go through 60 hours literally worth of content in a sense to, or content rather that's reading, audio or visual, that's a hefty haul. So again, family, if you're going to look at doing something like that, as far as, getting your PDUs, if you're in this craft of project management or any PDUs can stand for really for anything, but mostly the way I was introduced to it, it was through project management as being called professional development unit. So family, I hope you enjoyed today's video. If you like it, if you have any questions for me or any comments, or you want to, get a early access to the mentorship program that we're actually creating over here, and some other things that are coming along, hey, please click on that link in the description where it says Ask ED and you can ask me anything. I hope this really was valuable for you as it was for me, I guess. No, I'm just playing. Hey, family, I hope you enjoyed. Until next time, I'm out.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.